Today, I'll be showing you how to make some simple design changes to the Categories Trivia app to make it more of your own. So, if you have no experience with XAML or Windows 8 development, don't worry. These are really simple changes that can make a big difference. So, let's go ahead and run the app just to see what we have right now. So, first of all, you can notice the app is kind of bland. A little bit boring. There's not much going on. Let's jump in and change one thing, make a big difference, and change the background. So as you can see, the background's a solid color, not very exciting. So let's go ahead, let's go back, and let's open up the categories project in your file explorer, and then let's say you already have a background in mind that you want to change. So I have this background right here that I want to change it to. So let's go to Categories, Assets. You'll notice that there is this background image right here, background.png. Delete it and take the new background and paste it into here, into your Assets folder. Now, it's very important to note that the name of this new background has to be background.png, and it has to be a capital B, and it has to be of a PNG type. That way you can update on older pages without any hassle. So if I go back to the app and I run it again, you'll notice that all the backgrounds have changed on all the pages, and it already looks a lot better. Very cool. So it's the same concept to change sound. So if I go back here, let's say I go back to my root directory, I go inside, there's a folder called sound effects. If I go to sound effects and I replace these two in the same manner, as long as they're both correct answer to MP3 and wrong answer to MP3, as long as the name is correct, it will update in the game and it will work perfectly fine. So now that we've changed the background, one big thing that we can change is the color. Now, this is very simple to do. Let's go to our solution explorer and let's go to our app.xaml. Now, you'll notice that there's four solid color brushes that are static resources, and what this means is if you change a color here, it updates everywhere that this color is being used. So, for example, the background brush, let's go ahead and change that to like red. If I run the app now, you'll go ahead and you'll notice that the rectangle where all the main game aspects are is now red. So I go over here, this is now red. Cool. So I come back here, the button background brush is the color of the background of the buttons. I'm gonna go ahead and change that to green just so I can show you guys what it's changing. And if I come back, you'll notice that the buttons are now green. If I take the quiz, the submit button is green. Perfect. So if I change the foreground brush is the color of the text. So let's go ahead and change that to yellow. This controls the majority of the text in the game. So as you can see, the text is all yellow. There's this one exception here for the word app. Just keep that in mind. We'll come back to it in a second as to why it's not yellow. So if I go ahead and take the quiz. You'll notice that the font here is all yellow also. Great, good stuff. And then you have the timer background brush. I'm gonna go ahead and change that to black. And that is the rectangle that contains the time and the score. So if I run it now, you'll notice that that rectangle is now black. So awesome. Everything is, that's how all the static resources affect the game. So I'm gonna go ahead and borrow some colors from the Monuments app so I can make it a little bit more attractive looking. So if I run the app now, you'll notice that there's already a big change. And all we've changed is the background, and we've added some attractive colors. And as you can see, everything is transparent, everything is beautiful. If I play the game, that looks nice and attractive. Awesome. At this point, you're almost done. One thing that's still kind of looming is the fact that it's still called Trivia App. And by this point, you probably have your own name for your app. So let's go back to the template and let's see how can we change the title for all the screens. So let's go ahead and get started at the main page. I'm gonna go ahead and blow up the font for you guys to 120. And so there's two ways to find the code. Let's say one way is to just scroll down and manually find it. Secondly, you can just go ahead and click the word trivia and it will take you right to the stack panel right here. So I'm gonna go ahead and change the name to Monument App. I'm also gonna change the color. So as you noticed before, the app was blue. So if you compare this line of code with this line of code, you'll notice two distinct differences. This foreground attribute is referring to a static resource, and this foreground attribute is by itself it's unique. So as long as something has the static resource, it will update the color. If you want to override that, all you have to do is just change the color. So for example, here I'm gonna go ahead and just change it to this color that I have, and that looks awesome. I can also change the word app. I'm gonna change it to a little bit of a darker color. And one thing you can also do, this is a lot, but if you want to be a little bit more fancy, you can actually change the stack panel itself and bring attention to the title. So I can do this. I can give it a bounding height of 250. I can even push it to the top. And just like that, we've added a little bit more of a beauty and a little bit more complexity to the main page. So that's a very simple way to change the title on the main page. From here, we can go to the game page dot XAML, and I'm gonna go ahead and just scroll down and manually find the grid in this case, which is right here. So I'm gonna change it to monument. I am going to take those colors again, put them back in here. Awesome. I can go ahead and copy this code for now. It will help us in the high scores page, which is the next page we're gonna go to, and they share the same exact code as far as how to change it. So let's say I don't want to scroll down, I can go ahead and just click this again. It'll take me right to the grid. I'm gonna go ahead and change these two runs, paste those two in. Boom, we've changed the name on all the pages. If I run it right now, you'll see on the main page, you have Monument App, and it's just nice, attractive colors in the buttons. If you go to High Scores page, you also notice that it reflected here. And then if I go take the quiz, it is also affected up here as well. So that's how you make some basic changes to make the template your own. I hope you guys enjoyed watching, and I'll talk to you soon.